iHeart Community is very happy to have on to continue our community partnership with the Arthritis Foundation here in Connecticut. One of our favorite rock stars, Lauren Amendola. She is their executive director here in Connecticut. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good, Renee. How are you doing?
Excellent. We are recording this on probably the best day of the year so far. It's like a top 10 day. So I'm excited to talk to great people. It's a nice day out. We have all kinds of good vibes going on. And also joining you today is Lisa Wolf. She is a part of the board. She is a part of the Juvenile Arthritis board, I should say, and chair. So Lisa, it is great to have you here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
Absolutely. I don't suppose your cutie pie daughter is joining us today, Macy, because I know she's been in here before and we've met her. And is she there? No?
She's a little bit gun shy. She might actually join on the phone, but today she's got 1.5 more days left of school. So not quite today. She's a little bit more school.
And actually, you opened that door. How has it been through the pandemic and now seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel doing remote learning and school and things like that? How have you all done?
It's very strange. I'm very much looking forward to getting on with a new school year. I think uniquely different for kids in Macy's position with compromised immune systems. We have to be a little bit more vigilant on making sure we keep her safe. But kids are resilient. They bounce back. And Macy and her sister have both done absolutely fine with the pandemic. I know we're all just looking for some sort of normal to come back and hopefully a little bit before she's able to get the vaccine. She's not quite old enough yet, but we're looking forward to normalcy for sure.
Absolutely. And I met Macy a few years back now. So how old is she? Is she out of college yet or how old is she now?
Let's not rush it. She's 10 and a half. She'll be 11 in December.
Oh, my goodness. That's kind of a shocker to me. But can you just remind our audience? And again, you have been on this program before, but just kind of recap for us and let us know, you know, why it's important for you to support not only the Arthritis Foundation, but of course, juvenile arthritis and research and obviously hitting home with your daughter, Macy. Tell us your story, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So my daughter, Macy, is almost 11. She was diagnosed at about 18 months old with juvenile idiopathic arthritis. And at the time, she was walking strange. Her knees, her ankles were all swollen. It started to get to a point where her shoulder was swollen, her jaw was swollen, she wasn't walking right, she wasn't talking right, something just wasn't adding up. And the long story short is she was diagnosed with juvenile idiopathic arthritis. It's an autoimmune disease that attacks, in Macy's case, her joints. And in some kids, it's even more than just their joints. It's vital organs, it's liver, kidneys, heart. And I think it's really important to help get the word out for Macy and on behalf of the 5,000 other children that have juvenile arthritis in the state. So that people are aware that it's more than just, oh, my grandmother had arthritis and her knees hurt or she had knobby fingers. I mean, this is significantly more. This is impactful as far as the immune system is concerned and of diagnoses and injections and tests and follow-ups. And it's a lifetime disease. And especially with a pandemic, immune-compromised children are certainly susceptible to many things. So it's important that we get the word out there for her sake and the sake of all of the kids in her shoes.
And I think it's an important reminder, too, and Lauren, I'll bring you in on this part of it, to remind people that arthritis doesn't just affect, you know, older Americans or, you know, older adults, I should say, on a wider spectrum, right? This disease affects so many people, so many ages, and for so many reasons. Lauren, talk a little bit about that and remind us about what the Arthritis Foundation, especially the Connecticut chapter, does for people here.
Well, this foundation is really trying to look for a cure for arthritis. A lot of our research dollars and grants go into that, you know, but as Lisa was referring to, this is a lifelong chronic disorder and disease, and we want to offer our resources and connections and community right now. And so that is what we're doing. And I know we've mentioned this before, but 1 in 4 Americans have arthritis. It's 25% of the population. It's very, very prevalent. A higher percentage of people under 65 have arthritis than over. And as Lisa mentioned also, it's over 5,000 children here in Connecticut and over 300,000 nationwide that are also in those figures of having arthritis.
Now, what can we do here in the general public to help you keep your mission alive? How can we support you? And also, I know you have some events that we're going to be talking about coming up. Finally, we get to see you guys in person. But what do you need directly from the public?
We're always looking for volunteers, committee members, people who want to get involved in our mission, our advocacy. We do connect groups, which are support groups helping people online and hopefully in person soon. And we're always looking for people who want to do events and just get involved in support. And you could go to arthritis.org and search Connecticut for all of our contact information and how to get involved.
And I know we have our save the date for the gala in October. And I know we're saying October, and I'm still excited, though, because it means I'm getting out there and getting to see my friends. So we'll just do a little save the date here for October 22nd. It'll be taking place at the TPC at River Highlands, the Arthritis Gala. Is it too early to get tickets or sponsor? Can we encourage this now, Lauren?
Yes, so our website is up and active. You can certainly buy tickets. You can buy sponsorships and tables, lots of opportunities there. And you go to arthritis.org/commitcureHartfordCT.
I think I'll do something easier, Lauren. I think I'll just have people go to mycommunityaccess.com and have all the links live and direct to go so that they can get all the information. But if people are listening right now, go ahead and give out that website one more time.
It's arthritis.org/commitcureHartfordCT. Or again, go to Community Access, get all of our information, or arthritis.org.
All right. Now, I'm really glad that you brought Lisa into this conversation today, because I know, Lisa, you've been a longtime supporter of the Arthritis Foundation and, of course, the chair for the juvenile arthritis. It's just such a tricky slope when we're talking about our children, because you never want to think of a young child going through anything. But do you guys have any statistics or how common is arthritis in young children that people maybe aren't even aware of?
I know that there's at least 5,000 kids across the state of Connecticut currently that have doctor diagnosed juvenile arthritis. There's 300,000 across the nation. It is more common than juvenile diabetes. It's certainly more common than I think people realize. And I think one of the reasons that people don't realize it is because you don't necessarily see juvenile arthritis. It's not like you're walking around with a cast on an arm or having an insulin pump or having to inject yourself routinely when there's people around. It's one of those diseases that's considered an invisible disease, and it's difficult to see. My daughter looks just like her peers when they're all out at recess. You can't necessarily pick out and say that's the one that's got arthritis. So certainly more prevalent than I think everyone's aware of.
Do the summer months make things a little bit worse? We hear sometimes with other diseases that, you know, the hot weather could affect it differently. Do you notice seasonal changes with Macy?
That's actually a really good question. In Macy, no, we don't. There are some friends that we have with arthritis who have noted that their kids are more achy in certain types of weather, humidity, or even coldness. We're lucky with Macy that we don't see it changing with the weather so much. And actually with arthritis, the motto is move it or lose it. So the more active she can be, the less her joints are stiff and hurt. And in the summer months when they're out in the pool all the time and they're running around, it actually is really helpful for her joints. So for her, the weather doesn't impact it. For some kids, it definitely does have a significant impact.
And Lauren, would you remind our audience some of the you know, I call arthritis an umbrella disease at this point, because I've learned from you and through our partnership and friendship with the Arthritis Foundation that there are so many things that fall into this category that I think it may kind of, you know, shock people, or, you know, they probably didn't even know some of the things that fall under the category of arthritis.
You're exactly right. Arthritis is an umbrella term, and it represents over 100 different types of arthritis. So that does include, like Lisa's daughter, Macy, JA, also RA, rheumatoid arthritis, lots of different arthritis types and arthritic diseases, including Lyme disease, lupus. Those all fall under the umbrella, as well as OA, that's our osteoarthritis, kind of affecting, you know, when bones and joints get a little bit older. So there is a lot that's under there. And, you know, people aren't aware of that. And I think you used the word shocking, but sometimes we need to shock people to really kind of make them a little bit more aware and understand.
Well, the biggest, I should say newsflash you dropped on our show, Lauren, was the time when you brought up about what arthritis means to workers on and or out on disability. Can you remind our audience of that?
Yeah, arthritis is the number one cause of disability in the workforce here in America. So that's really telling, not only of employees, but employers. And what can we do to really help those with arthritis, make accommodations? We can talk about it more and really kind of, you know, awaken people to what's going on.
Before we wrap our conversation today, is there anything else you'd like to remind our audience about, Lauren?
Well, we are excited to get back in person in the fall. And I want to remind everyone to reach out if you want to volunteer, be part of our committee, or you have questions about arthritis and want to get involved. So go to arthritis.org. arthritis.org.
Fantastic. Lauren Amendola is the executive director for the Arthritis Foundation here in Connecticut. We're glad to have her a part of our team in the community and really happy that Lisa Wolf was able to join us today. And a big hello to her kids and for persevering through the school year during the pandemic. She's also the chair for the Juvenile Arthritis and, of course, huge supporter of the Arthritis Foundation. So thank you both for being here today.
Thank you, Renee.
Thanks, Renee.